Greetings and welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, some quartets, Kathleen Battle, Viveza, and of course, some oboe music. To begin, let's enjoy what we have and always hope for on the West Coast. I'm talking about sunshine. In this regard, Haydn wrote his Opus 20, or what are referred to as the Sun Quartets. Haydn wrote his Sun Quartets, numbers 4 through 6, back in 1772. They were composed at a time of a little bit of tensions in Haydn's life, and also at a time when Haydn was influenced by new philosophical and political ideas that were sweeping Europe at that time. They were important in the early development of the form and are considered a milestone in the history of composition. In them, Haydn developed compositional techniques that were to define the medium for the next 200 years. Wow. For some historians, these works earned Haydn the title of, and I quote, "Father of the String Quartet." This is a lovely performance by the Kadai Quartet of Haydn's Sun Quartet No. 27, Opus 20, No. 4. We're going to hear the Adagio. Enjoy.
Thank you.
How beautiful was that? That was the Kadai Quartet and the Adagio Affettoso from Haydn's Sun Quartet No. 27, Opus 20, No. 4. You are listening to CITR here on 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to go back to Baroque. Although this next composer was also influential in the development of the classical style. Domenico Scarlatti was born in Naples back in 1685, same year as Bach and Handel. He went on to compose prolifically, but only a small fraction of his works were published during his lifetime. Just like many an artist, these next selections are a treat. Four arias from a set of seven for voice, trumpet, and continuo. And to boot, a stellar recording, pairing the likes of Kathleen Battle and Wynton Marsalis. So here they are. Let's let the trumpet sound. Music by Scarlatti. Thank you. I don't even want to speak after that. What a brilliant combo. Kathleen Battle joined with Wynton Marsalis, and that was music by Scarlatti. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And it is that time of the program that I eagerly await, oboe music time. Today, music by Robert Nicholas Charles Boucher. Now, he was a competent musician at the early age of 7. He was appointed harpist in the Imperial Orchestra back in 1813 and began writing for operas, for the Opera Comique. However, there's always a however. In 1817, he became entangled in counterfeiting, fraud, and forgery, and he fled to London to avoid prosecution. He was convicted in absentia and sentenced to 12 years of hard labor and a fine of 4,000 francs. He did get out and helped found the Royal Academy of Music. That was in 1821, and became its secretary. He taught there, but when his criminal conviction was revealed in 1826, he was forced to resign. In the interim, like many colorful composers, he wrote some beautiful music. This time, a work for an inspiring arrangement of oboe and harp. We're going to hear Hans-Jörg Schellenberger and Margit Anisus. This is the Nocturne in F major. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hans-Jörg Schellenberger, joined by Margit Anasus. That was the Nocturne in F major by Robert Nicholas Schalsboscha. You're listening to CITR here at 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Margit. We're going to continue with some music by Schubert. He composed over 20 string quartets. His Death of a Maiden Quartet was composed back in 1824 after the composer suffered through a serious illness and a realization that perhaps he was dying. Some say it is Schubert's testament to death. The quartet is named for the theme of the second movement, Death and the Maiden, which Schubert took from a song he wrote back in 1817 of the same title. It was not published until 1831, and that was 3 years after Schubert's death. And although passed over in his lifetime, the quartet has become a staple of the quartet repertoire. Today, a stunning performance by the Amadeus Quartet.
Thank you. Thank you.
the Amadeus Quartet, and that was the Andante con moto from Schubert's Death and the Maiden String Quartet. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to go close to home with an ensemble that has been performing for more than 20 years. They were discovered and shared their passion for music back in Stanley Park. Years ago, at a restaurant with a memorable evening of Palm Court Theatre music. Today, we're going to take a listen to an early offering from their disc Entre Nous, some Spanish dances.
Thank you.
Vevezel, with music from Manuel de Falla. That comes from their disc Entre Nous, an early disc. And you have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. We have some concert announcements. Corleone, an excellent choir. They have their celebrated Christmas celebration, and the holiday concert is coming up on December 16th, 17th, and 19th, so something to check out. Also, Juno Award-winning fiddle virtuosos Natalie McMaster, joined by Donald Leahy, they are coming back to the center on November 4th. And if you have nothing, if you should do something this afternoon, I'll rephrase that one. There's an excellent concert coming up, Home and the Heartland, and it is at the Pacific Spirit United Church, which is on West 45th, just at U Street, and should be a great way just to start the holiday spirit. Thanks very much for listening. You have been listening once again to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Thanks for joining me. Till next time.